Innisfil resident Leslie Pollock has created a new Facebook group for residents, Clean Up Innisfil, for those interested in helping clean up areas around town. I started this group because I saw an immediate need to do something in Innisfil, to clean up trash, beautify our parks and other areas, remove weeds from the concrete flower pots along Innisfil Beach Road and in Cookstown, said Pollock. I have taken the time to drive all through Innisfil, looking at our parks and beaches as well as the roadways. I was disgusted at how our town looks compared to all of our neighboring municipalities. Pollock began speaking with other residents with similar concerns, and with the help of administrators from the Clean Up Barry Facebook page, created their own local group. Clean Up Innisfil is just a grassroots group right now, but we believe that we will garner much more support once we start and show what we can accomplish as a community, said Pollock. Pollock and the group hope to lead by example. We hope that in doing so, more people will stand up and help us. We have a lot of pride in our town and we need to show that, he said. The group's first event kicks off this Saturday at 9 a.m. at Belle Ewart Park. The group decided to start at this location as it is one of the oldest parks in Innisfil, with a lot of history. It is also one of the worst neglected parks in town, said Pollock. In the June 6 meeting of Innisfil Council, councillors approved a recommendation from the Heritage Committee to restore and refurbish the memorial, stones and garden beds at the park. Pollock and the other group members are hoping to get a head start on beautifying the space with flowers and fresh mulch for the Jimmy Reynolds Memorial Garden, located at the front of the park, collecting trash, and removing leftover tree stumps. This isn't the first time residents have banded together for the park. Pollock says residents previously helped raise funds for the replacement of the old playground equipment and the installation of the new pavilion at the park. Anyone interested in taking part on Saturday can RSVP via the Facebook event page here.